Hook Up Like This with Katie Ryan
and Ashley from Indelibel,
and our special guest who we'd love to have in the studio,
Juliana. Thank you so much for having me.
Yay, from Indelibel as well. So today we are talking lash lift and tint frequently asked questions.
So Juliana is trained to do lash lift and tints. It's not something that is her passion. We all know her passion is makeup and lashes, but she knows this service. I know this service. And so I thought it'd be kind of cool to like see from two different artists' perspective what the top frequently asked questions are.
Yes.
And of course, you haven't had your lash lift and tint yet. So
no.
You have a lot of questions as well.
I do. Heading into this, I really want to know everything.
So my first lash lift and tint question is always like, how does that even work?
Yeah, how does this chemical make your lashes go upward automatically?
Like, so travel back in time to the 80s where perms were a big deal.
Yes.
So it is a perm. So we've just, you know, modern day times has changed the lingo to a lift, not a perm. And we literally are perming your lashes.
Is it the same exact stuff that you would put on your hair? You're just kind of...
It is basically the same, but it's super duper thick, like a paste. So it doesn't run anywhere.
Gotcha.
Or like when people were getting perms in their hair, it was more of a liquid so it could spread over a bigger surface. Where this is so like fine of an area that you only need a little dab. So it's like the consistency, it's thicker than a lotion, you know,
like a sticky glue.
Yeah. Like a sticky glue.
Elmer's glue or something
like
that.
Like a hot glue gun almost.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's very precise. It's not going to run into your eye or anything like that.
So. Right. So we start out with looking at your lashes to see what kind of rod that we want to pick. So if most of the time when you have a lash lift, you want to have a little bit of a longer lash just so that you can really see the curl. So we have a small rod, a medium rod, and a large and an extra large.
What is a rod?
So the rod is what we attach right on top of your lid when we close the lid.
Okay.
And that is what we're going to use. We're going to put it right on the lid, and that's what we're going to use to lift your lashes up and put the solution.
To curl them up over.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
So we choose which rod that will best fit your lashes. I like getting a lash lift, so I like getting more of a smaller rod because I like that tight curl. So the smaller the rod, the tighter the curl you're going to get.
Okay.
Right, so we attach that using just this type of glue that's safe for your eyelid, and we put the rod on top, and then we mix the solution onto your lashes, and then we just, it's probably about an hour treatment, correct?
Mm-hmm. So like that rod that Juliana was talking about, think of like a pool noodle, you know, like those styrofoam things. Cut that in half, and that's what we're, like a half semi, like cylinder shape is what we're putting on your eyelid.
Gotcha.
It's a very small silicone feel.
Okay.
But you can barely feel it once it's attached to your lid, and the entire process, your eyes are closed.
Okay, so what would you call it, a serum that you put on? That doesn't go from your lid line to the tip of your eyelashes. It's more on the ends of your lashes.
So it's right in the middle of your lashes because we don't want to get it too close to your eyelid, obviously. And the very ends of your lashes are thin because your eyelash tapers into a point. So we don't want to put too much of that serum on the tip of your lashes because it could singe it, or it's just not as strong to hold that. So we actually put it right in the middle of your lash. So that's where the lift gets pushed up.
Okay.
So it is a lifting lotion and a setting lotion. So we put two different lotions on you for about 9 minutes each. But I would say everybody's like, well, if it's only 9 minutes each, that's 18 minutes. Like, why is my appointment an hour?
Right.
So the most labor intensive part is, let's go back and think about that silicone rod that we're gluing onto your eyelid. What's cool is that is also tapered. So this lash lift is going to give you like a cat eye fan effect. So
I love
it's going to be smaller in the inner corner of your eye, and it's slowly going to grow out. So your end lashes will fan out. So the most labor intensive is gluing all of your little lashes onto that rod and making sure they're all straight.
Gotcha.
Because once we perm something, like if those lashes all are all crisscrossed and going northeast, south, and west, that's how they're going to be permed.
Yeah. That's how we create that fan effect, is we start by just gluing it and then separating them individually so they can all get the even solution on them.
Yeah, like I'm looking at your lashes right now and they are all perfectly fanned out and curled. And yours too. And they just look so, like, perfect. They look fake. I mean, not fake, but they look, you know, like perfect lashes.
And this is a great alternative if you, let's say, can't do the maintenance of eyelash extensions. Mm-hmm. This can last anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And there's no maintenance. You just don't want to get them wet for about 24 hours after the procedure. But other than that, you're good to go.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. That's so funny. Like when people call in and they ask about eyelash extensions, they're like, oh, I don't know if I can do that 2-week maintenance. Mm-hmm. So that's when I tell them, oh, have you heard of a lash lift? And they're like, what in the world is that? It's basically, you know, like you're doing something great for your lashes, but you just can't get them wet for 24 hours. Like that's
right.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
You know, like
shower
I got mine done a couple weeks ago. Yeah, it's been about 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And Juliana came into work and she was just like looking at me. I had absolutely no makeup on. And she was like, did you do something to your lashes? Because, you know, like she was saying, 4 to 6 weeks, then they'll slowly just start to wilt.
Uh-huh.
So, like, sometimes you don't even notice, because when you're looking at yourself every day, you're not like, oh, okay, whatever. The maintenance on it is awesome. I mean, sometimes I'll put mascara on, but I'm like, I can't really tell a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't even really wear mascara anymore.
Right.
So after the lift, what we do is once we remove all the solution, then we will actually apply the tint. So you can choose if you want like a dark brown or a black. Most people kind of like the black just because it mimics the mascara.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you have, you know, red hair or blonde hair, it'll really just kind of bring out your lashes even more with the lift and the tint that we put on.
It is the most dramatic effect when, like, a redhead comes in and has the blondest
lashes.
I
know.
Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you dye them black and they're like, I didn't realize I had so many lashes. Because, you know, like, with different mascaras, your eyelashes can clump together. So you don't really see as many lashes as you have because you're just, like, caking that on. But with a lash lift and tint, like, you literally can see every single one of your lashes.
I didn't even realize how long my lashes were until I got them lifted.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when they're so straight, you're like, okay, well, you're trying to curl them, and using an eyelash curl, it can really damage them over time. But once you do the lash lift, you really see, like, oh, I actually have lashes, which is really cool.
Yeah. They just look great. I can't stop staring. I love it. I'm excited to try it, which I have never gotten a lash lift before because I've gotten eyelash extensions this whole time. But when I'm on maternity leave, I think it'll be great.
It's going to be awesome for you. You know, like just the fact that like you don't have to worry about, oh, I have to make it into this appointment, but I really like need to get stuff done.
Even through the holidays.
Yep, the holidays. But what is also a great thing, if people do have extensions on, you know, we're always making sure that their lashes are in good quality and not getting any damage done. Sometimes I have to tell people we need to take a month break after like a year of being on, you know, and I will lift their lashes before, like, I'll take off their extensions and we'll do a lash lift so they're still straight or like they're curled up. They can see them, and it's getting them through that gap of just breathing.
So
for you, it will be an excellent thing because you've had your extensions on for almost a year and a half now.
Yeah.
You know? So it actually, your maternity leave comes at a perfect time that you can have a little bit of breathing room for your lashes, but we can still make them look really good during your break.
So I don't need a break from everything, just the extensions. You can still get the lash lift.
Yeah. Of course.
That's good.
So, you know, because we're we're not doing any kind of maintenance on the lash lift, you know? So if, like, for 4 to 6 weeks, your lashes still look really good. You're not having to worry about an extension being on there. You can really wash your face, scrub your eyes, you know, like, get all the dead skin buildup on there. So a lash lift is a great, like, break time.
I actually have some clients that come in. Sometimes people try different serums on their lashes to make them grow. And some of the side effects of that, those lash growth serums, they can go crisscross and kind of curl in to people's eyes. I have one client that she just naturally has an eyelash that just curls in. But if you get a lash lift, again, that's making them all lift up and kind of straightening them out so that they're not curling inwards. So that's really good.
That will be fantastic for your corner, outer corner lashes.
My lashes on the outside, they love to go wherever they want.
And they love to, like, intertwine with your bottom ones because those are always our trouble area when we're doing your extensions.
I know. I'm always like, am I connected to the bottom row or what?
Side sleeping problems 101 is definitely the corners.
It is. And I mean, you can look at them right now. What side? Maybe the side. I'm missing them on the outside because I have to sleep on my side and it's terrible.
I know. You poor thing. I can't even imagine, like, the restrictions that you have
the
right now.
The things we do for kids.
Yeah.
So since you haven't gotten your lashes lift, what other kind of questions do you have?
Well, I was going to ask you something about, like, how people use the other serums. Is that bad for your eyelashes compared to, like, a lash lift? How is the lash lift better than putting those other serums on your eyelashes?
So a serum, essentially, the things people use sometimes, Latisse and is it called Rodan and Fields. So a lot of people have this common misconception that, oh, it's just going to make them super long and then I don't have to do anything. What that does, those serums, they'll keep your lashes in the last length. So there's different stages of your lash growth.
Right.
It'll keep it in that last stage. So essentially, if your lashes can only grow a certain length, that's all it's going to do, which is great. But a lot of people come in and they're like, well, they're not curled, they're still crisscrossed. So you might have longer lashes, but one, they're not going to last that long, and two, they're still stick straight. So the lash lift and the tint, that's going to pre-curl them, whether you're doing a serum or not, and making them look as if you just curled them with an eyelash curler.
You can keep doing the serum while you're getting your lash lift, you know.
Oh, okay. So they kind of work. They could work together.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, like, if you want your lashes to be long and you don't want extensions or anything, basically go get your serum, go get Latisse, go get Rodan and Fields, and then keep doing that every night. But then once a month, you're just coming in and getting them lifted. So it looks like you do have extensions, but your maintenance isn't as much.
Gotcha.
You know, like, so for the woman on the go who, you know, is running the kids around or literally stuck at their desk every day that really wants those lashes, that is a good combination to do instead of extensions.
Okay.
So we're always trying to offer, you know, like, anything for everybody. So
yeah, cool. So perms tend to smell bad. Do your eyelashes stink while getting this done?
I love that question. So because your eyes are closed during the treatment, you know, like, once I open the packet, I'm always like, flashback to the 80s. Like, it doesn't sting, it doesn't hurt or anything.
Okay.
But I tell you, you're going to smell it because when your eyes are closed, other senses are heightened.
Right.
You know? So it's so funny because everybody's like, I haven't smelled that smell in years, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, back in the day, you'd walk into the salon and that's all you would smell. Now, like, you don't really smell it.
Yeah.
You can only smell it when we're doing it, you know? And then it's such a tiny amount that the smell, like, you, when I get mine done, the moment I'm done, I can't smell anything. The moment I throw that packet in the garbage can, like, the salon doesn't smell like it. Like, so it's very minimal.
Just a little.
But because it's on your eyelid and your nose is so close and your smell is heightened, you're just like, oh, yeah, I can smell that, you know.
Yeah.
Well, clear your sinuses for a second. You know, just having a psychedelic trip back to
the 80s. That's funny. And then also, does it work right away, or does it take a certain amount of time before you really start to see that curl?
Nope, it's immediate. Absolutely. Like, as soon as we're done wiping off the solution, the client can get up and look right in the mirror, and it's immediate, which is really awesome.
Cool.
They get excited, like, oh, those are my lashes.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Any other kind of aftercare? I know you said you have to wait a day before you shower or get them wet.
Yeah, just 24 hours. Don't get them wet. And that includes, like, steam. Like,
okay.
Like, even if you're opening, like, the oven, because it's now fall and we are all starting to bake yummy treats and everything. You know, like, that whoosh of, like, hot air that, like, will get your face.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of that.
Jacuzzis, like, even though you're not putting your face in the jacuzzi, you know, just that steam and getting them wet, because that will deactivate the perm solution.
Eye drops, things like that.
Whenever I say, like, oh, like, perm 101, I think of Legally Blonde.
I was just thinking
yes, I'm so glad.
Oh, my God.
Just going to say that.
101, like, how many perms have you gotten? So you have to think of it like that. Like, if you want the solution to stick and your lashes to stay curled, don't get them wet for 24 hours. So just have Elle Woods in the back of your head saying that.
Exactly.
And then that's it. Like,
so easy.
What I've noticed is, because I'm definitely the side sleeper, like, I will wake up and my lashes will be like, like, all to one side. But after I wash my face first thing in the morning, like, and brush them with my mascara wand that will also give you a wand when you leave as well, so you can brush them, they'll straighten back up. Sometimes I'll even put a little bit of coconut oil on them during the day. Just so they have that glisten.
So you can see them. Thought of that.
So, like, because I said you really can't tell if you're wearing mascara or not.
Right.
But if you want to get a little bit of shine so people notice them just a little bit more, I will put just a tiny bit of coconut oil on, and that will also nourish your lashes as well. Because, I mean, we've talked about it before, how much, like, great properties coconut oil has. So it's a little two-for-one deal of a little shimmer to your lashes.
What a good idea.
And nourishment. So just keep in mind that it's an hour appointment, and choose your parking wisely. In the Frederick location, definitely park Carroll Creek parking garage.
Yes.
Because you cannot go out and feed the meter. At our Columbia location, parking is very convenient. You have wide open spaces, so you don't have to worry about that. We do offer lash lift and tints at both locations. So if you're commuting, or if you work over in Columbia and heading back to Frederick, stop on by, get a service done. So you beat the traffic. Like, come relax at Indelibel.
Yeah.
And they can schedule that with you and Heather, correct?
Yes. Heather and I are both at the Columbia location. And then Heather does them at the Frederick location as well.
Perfect.
So just come relax and take a little nap.
Yay. All right. Well, we will be back in 2 weeks with our next episode of I Woke Up Like This.
Have a good week, guys.
Bye.